السم ساعدك دالت from the sebum to the fat, right? So there are new things. And also numerous things in the gate chazara. There's a shackle in Sukkot HaBeit, which really is the Mekot Gimel. There's a sugya of Klisheni, sugya of Dav Gosh, sugya of Bli from Kelim to Oichel, a sugya of Klishlishi. All these things are really chazara. Things of chazara try to go through quickly, but also try to understand it, to get it clear by now. Let's go through the new things. First, the shackle in Sukkot HaBeit brings down what's put on the Torah. It's very interesting over here that the Torah has Sefeis involved. In between, it brings down Sefer Truma and Smat and Machlokes. And the Beis Yosef chose to bring it down on Lachlan and Simchot Kibbutz of Zion. Now, really, again, we'll go through quickly, but they really, the Gate Simchot Kibbutz of Zion, they really four separate sugars over there. As discussing, you have Machlokes, the case where you have a pot that was Blea Isser or Heter, and the case, you put in Yerokes or Mayim, and then you put inside Heter. You want to know if the Heter is mortar or not. So really, the one child is water rejuvenates the taste of beforehand. The Lachlan Simchot Kibbutz that after 24 hours, it's nice time with Kami Motor. The child will have to put in water within 24 hours. Does water make it that you lost the 24 hours, so you start all over again? Well, that's one Machlokes between the Sefer Truma and Smach. A second Sugya and Kuf Kimmel Sevzayin, Machlokes Sevzayin, Tam and Rashi Vash Shari Shainim. What is this man of Meisla? What is this man of Ben Yerimah, not Ben Yerimah? According to Rashi, may come that this man is overnight. According to Shari Shainim, it's Meisla, it's 24 hours. Third sugya is the sugya of Chanan of by Bosk Bakalov. Mechaba Shita we say Chanan by Bosk Bakalov. The more Shita we say from the Shari's room. The shell over here, the shach brings down. Do we say a sugya of Chanan, not the Mechaba by Bosk Bakalov, when it really is Isser and it became Heter? Ready is Isser, I'm sorry, it already became Osir, it came to Heter. For example, a Bosk Bakalov, it got mixed together. Now you already have this Isser over here, now you have more Chalov, or even water that came mixed together with this Basa B'cholov. Is that actually the case of Chanan by Basa B'cholov? No, Basa B'cholov is Heter B'Heter. This is not a case of Heter B'Heter. It's a case of Isser with Heter. The Mechaber understands that by Basa B'cholov together with water will be Chanan of Basa B'cholov. Masha again, the Shach understands it. What are you talking about? It's not Heter B'Heter, it's Isser B'Heter. So therefore the Shach argues, the place can come to explain the Mechaber, even though he agrees to the story of the Shach. The Shach said it has to be Dafka Heter B'Heter, he agrees. However, when it's Basa B'cholov, it's Isser with Heter, Avad to Lechanan de Rabbanon. Avad to make Chanan de Raisa by Basa B'cholov, the Mechaber agrees to the Shach, has to be Heter B'Heter, make a new Shem Cholos Isser. For once it already is Basa B'cholov, it's Shem Isser. But when it's sad Basa B'cholov, explains Prima Godem, in that case, if it's Isser with Heter, then we say Chanan, not the Mechaber says Chanan, only by Basa B'cholov, will agree to say Chanan within the Rabbanon. And then the third sugya to get involved with over the Shach is Napanat, fourth sugya is Napanat Yisur, Napanat Deuteria. Those are the four things, again, the Shach over here brings down. It's really again in the end of Kuf Gimel. Now, this is called Alok in these four cases, except again, going through where we came out Alok and some Kuf Gimel, then we went through a Parichas. The first thing, again, the Machlokes between the Sefer Truma and the Smak, is water rejuvenates, starts at 24 hours all over again. As Paul can point out, also makes no difference. We say Chanan anyway by Shari Surim. We pass them the Ashkenaz, pass them like them all, say Chanan by Shari Surim. Therefore, it makes no nafmina for us. What's make nafmina? Comes out what? It does not rejuvenate the time. It does not start the time all over again. The mice, the water itself becomes also. Once the water itself comes also, you have no iterative inside the water. No real nafmina. And the Shach really ends off the way, there's no nafmina. We all Chanan by Shari Surim. The only slight child they do point on the Shach, there is a nafmina. Could we hold by Hefsim, move by Lach, to Lach? We will be stomach upon the sheet of the Nazi Chanan by Shari Surim. This is quite Nafkamino, but the Shach ends off, there really is no Nafkamino. The second Machlokes of the Rishonim about, we say the getter of Enyama is 24 hours or overnight, that for Ikka the place of a Machmer, unless we have numerous Tzeruf, and they'll be making, we'll go over the case of overnight. Third shell in the getter to Bas B'chol, we say Chanan by Bas B'chol, but already is Isser. Machlokes Shach was the Machaber again, if they ask us, makes no Nafkamino. We say that the loch is Chanan by Shari Surim. And the fourth sugya in the gate, Napanat Yisurim, Napanat Yisurim, again, according to us, against the place, can make an afkamino, can we pass it, Chanan by Shari Surim? Fine, so again, those are the four sugyas. The Shach brings down over here. There is one interesting shiloh, this is very strange. The way the Mechaber passes at the end of the day, where the Beis Yosef explains, is that the whole time Machlokes Sefer Truma and the Smak, only if you hold that the halacha of Chanan. Since we do not hold halacha of Chanan by Shai Sium, says Machaber, therefore we make a by Shai Sium only Machab Vasa Bachalom. Now we're leaving down this halacha of Machaber in Kuf Gimel by Sabahatur. He's not bringing down by Vasa Bachalom. Now the only time he passes this halacha is by Vasa Bachalom, not by Shai Sium. So it's very strange why in the world the Machaber bring down this halacha in Kuf Gimel by Sabahatur and say it does not apply over there. Only applies over here. The Torah is very good, brought down over here. Why? It applies over here by Vasa Bachalom. Vashaykin, the Machaber brought down only over there, you have to know exactly why. Look, he himself writes over there, only Vasa Bachalom. So it's only Vasa Bachalom bringing down the Sugya of Vasa Bachalom. Cash in the Machaber, don't know how to answer that. Fine, I kind of shot. One chelik, that was just a chazara. Second thing, on Sivvav, there's a lot over here of the Tumul Yerukus, their filet with Foster, the Bishlam Achkach, with Cholov, the Lokas, how much you have to Mashar. Since the case of Heter, it's not a case of, therefore there's no take Chanan. Therefore, only Mashar with the Blias are inside. Only the Blias inside. And the Mah is a case of a Kolshkein, that's only have water in between, therefore became a Kolsh, either for Altanat Banat, like the Shach says, or Altataz, Mitzah became Kolsh, Altarajbo. So fine, therefore, that, for that reason, it's only be Motor, you only have to Mashar with the Blias are inside. Now, they do point out from over here, says Kim, well, we see those not passing like the Rajbo. We had earlier, Rajbo and Simon Tadak. Tzadik Beis, the Rajbe held, Tzadik Gimel, the Rajbe held that you have a pot of Cholov, you put in water or you rock it inside, and then it comes out to be a natural Hagolo. Then afterwards you can put inside whatever you want for the Cholov. We see over here, the Amor does not hold that way, the Pesach will hold that way. They want to say what happens, you had Cholov, you put your rock it inside, or water, afterwards you can be Sovich Mitzad Nap, but not only Mishar Mitzad the Belias. Why be Mishar only with the Belias? For the Rajbe is a natural Hagolo here. Elamai, we see clearly he's not passing like the Rajbe. That's the Prima Gotham. Now, here it comes out that once you have these, again, the onions, the yurakis, that will have bleas of vasser, and you put inside water, the lacha is only on the shower versus the bleas of the vasser. What's the lacha of the yurakis? Of the psalm, can you eat them? Well, no, the maestro of bleas possible cholo. So the shackle over here brings down from the Rublin, from Ram Rublin, it says that not only is it the water going to be mutter, now that even the basal of the rocket itself will be mutter, even though it had a place of osir. Now you can get out a pot of an apanat of pulp. You might think the onion itself is osir. So much more know even the onion itself is mutter. That's the Taz being done by us. The Shaf being done by us. The Taz is like, well, bring it down a loco. My sense of dream. Go to Pasaway, Sivis, Pasmosodom, they all pass in. This Mahalak and Maestro, the onion itself is mutter. Come on, those who want to be Mephakta can argue the Gracie and the Shulchan Pasal of Gumro. They want to kind of, we have a sugi Epshla Seifta. We know Epshla Seifta, the Mice is also by Isser. So what comes out of here? So we're assuming by Epshla Seifta, the thing itself is not going to come out. So it has inside this onion, Basser. You're cooking it with Cholov, the Blias Cholov went inside, so the onion itself should have Blias Basser with Cholov. They have come along to Epshla Seifta, they want to kind of, the what? The onion itself should be Basser. The pasta and the onion itself should be Basser. Do we know Epshla Seifta, it did not all come out. Therefore, it itself should be Basser, the onion is Basser. Maiso, bigger than Swarma Makel, and they come from different Swaras. One main Swar is that when we do the Sugya Efshar Sarkta, we have that shadow, what's Pshap in the Sugya Efshar Sarkta is also. Is Pshap Ethmi Margish the Tam? Is Tam here? We assume it's there. Well, but Ethmi, no, Maiso, once Chalashim Isser, the words, the base says, will be as once Chalashim Isser, has that Chalashim Isser. But Maiso, are you Margish it? Can you taste the boss over here? Or no, Maiso, the Tam's down here. So those will say for that reason maybe it's Rabbanu, but even if they're right, so fine, my shad shem kolis is over here, fine, still can be also. But in this case, we have Ethem's Heter. If we say Epshel Sarkta by Heter, Avada, we do say Epshel Sarkta by Heter. Why? Because my shad nakter mamir shetam. So what do you have inside? You have Blis of Kol, Blis of Basel, but the Basel went out, the Tama Basel went out, nakter mamir shetam. So fine, so what are you left with? You left with the onion, with the Basel you don't taste, Kol that's inside, so in a Basel of Kol you don't taste, the left of the Basel, there's no Tam, there's no if the Basel of Kol. Therefore, for that reason, they won't answer the Taz and Shach. But for that reason, the Tzal is giving more to Mechin, Noigim, the words of Shlomo Kluger and others. That's the minigam of the Moyer Oz, and the Mishmer Shalom, and Prim Gadol, or Paskin's way. The Moyer or Paskin, then not only is the food giving more to, but even the onions inside, and the Yuakis, whatever it is, has the belief, plus that itself is giving more to. That seems to be the minigam of the Moyer Oz. Now, Kibeg over here comes along and he declares the shadow, though, if Medaik for the words of the Machab is talking about the Daffy case where the pot has bleas of Cholov and they're going for the bleas of Cholov and the pot inside the onions. Actually, in Cain, let's say you have you're taking this onion that has bleas of Basser inside, you put inside a pot that has Cholov itself, then the onions itself will be Asr. In that case, once the onion itself be Asr, now you teach him versus the onion, not versus the bleas. Lom kivegi wants to be direct from the machabah to be machmer. Again, on the chavadasi by Pesarachin, wants to be direct to be machmer. He himself says, if he the marmal blim, it seems not the way. And the poskim is manenu, they seem to say not the way, they want taino, pesach kolsoi. Might say by Bishon, it goes after Shavuot, and it's after Shavuot, and everyone wants taino, that the, even the milk will go out the basar, inside the milk, and therefore the onion itself is more difficult, and you see Shavuot versus the Blias. So again, Kivegir over here is Noit Lahakmer. On the Chavadas, he's Ibai Tzorachin, and it's all more Noit Lahakul. Fine, I got Sivov. Siv Zayin is a new Indian of a case of a Zakif. We've been learning about a whole year about Sivov, of this of Heter. Until now, we learned the way how you transfer Tam. You have to transfer it through heat or things that are doing to heat. Either you have a Tzli or Bishul, or things that are doing to it, you have Kavash from a Bushul, or you have that you have a Mlech Kursaya. Come over here, we have a new way of transferring Tam, something called Sakin, a knife. A new thing, a way of transferring Tam, we'll have to get into the Tzu from the Gedarim, but a new way of transferring Tam, something called Sakin. And the best Vika, they're coming from three separate Gemaras. One Gemara, the other one will start after the Chmurk day, is Gemara after Fidalev, by the case where the Gemara says you have a Sakin, you cut a Tznoin, so by the Sugim Napanat. You take by a Tznoin, a radish or a beak, and you take a knife and you cut it. The halacha is, even though it really should be a naf by naf, and according to Shmuel, how we pass like naf by naf should be mutter, Kamal Gemara says, a lot of Shmuel and naf by naf is mutter. Over here, when we take the knife and we cut the snoin, over here, the snoin will be ulcer. The snoin will be ulcer. Why? The agam, the chuvah, bala, and if we be a sharp, blay more. So what does that mean? Rashi has two ways to understand. We're talking about places there also. That either because the shamnun is on top of the knife, or because the bleed of the knife, agam dukha the sakino, there we have the pressure of the knife with the pressure and the bleed inside the knife, together comes down, draws it out, has a get of one knot. So we see over here, the halacha of a knife has a get of one knot, one mile from Rashi, or we'll see in Tarikbob which mile we pass the knife. We see over here, again, you have a knife, you have a case of dukha, halacha is not fanatic, more says multiple by case of shmuel, mash and came by case of sakha, we machmer. Why is a get of one knot? So we discuss it in some test a little bit by Shay Shoyes. That the law is by not, you do not have to wait 6 hours, or vice versa, if you're fleshing, so you do not have to, you prefer not by not as mutter. What about for a double harif? Cutting with a knife, makes into one time. Over there, the base man of Kim Eger brought down that when it's one time, will not make it fleshing, you won't have to wait 6 hours. However, if I curse, if you already are fleshing, so the people want to help with shmuas, if you are fleshing, you take an onion and cut a knife with it. So the law has to get up one time, so the people going, you cannot eat the onion. You want to have a salad, and the onion coats the milk with the knife, and within 6 hours, the mice says, that's also. And they do get involved in a shalom, if you go to the simple on your flesh, you have to mavar, and after the brewer, you go to the kitchen, how they cut the onion, or the cow. But it's a shalom, you have to do that or not. But mice, so we have this inside over here, that the sakin is a way of transferring time, and they get an official, and make it into one time, just like you. Or even worse than Bishul seems to be. A Bishul will case it not by not to be, and a Sakin will draw it out and make it mamash be an equal tam. That's one sukkah we have, that Sakin does a ma'aseh b'liya, transferring of tam, can be even more strong in the case of Bishul. A second sukkah, some people learn a second seder, the Gemara on Chulin, Daf Chet Beis, the Gemara they said, some take the Sakin of a goy, and does a shkita with it. So Rav says the halacha is you have to do a klipa to it. You have to do a klipa, and we saw numerous times you're trying to bring it down. The Rashi and others over here, particularly in the Beis Yosef, that the halacha is you have a sakin of a guy, the halacha is you have to do a klipa. Why? They get involved, what's the basic klipa? Is it retayach or not retayach? The Gemara goes on saying, even if it's not retayach, it's only a little bit, it's a little bit warm, but not retayach. Still, what if you do a klipa? The Gemara says, agav the dukha sakino bala. Al dukha the sakino, therefore it's bala tvei. We have again a second Gemara that says, due to pressure, therefore will be Valaya. A second Gemara, so we see a story that Sakin transfers. Now once we have a story that Sakin transfers, now the shell is what together, what are the Chumras? Specifically by Ossus of Zion, the three Chumras are being down specifically by the case of Sakin. One's brought down by the Taz. The Taz, when discussed the Sugi of Dabu Gush, the Taz says, Be'etzim Dabu Gush, he passing against the Mashal. Dabu Gush from Aisha is Mutter. He's not a getter of a Klevish, he's a getter of Klesheni. And Zofikaz, however, when you have a zero of double gush, what's Duk the Sakino, it's also. Explains Zafkoin and Psham, and the Taz also even perhaps the Merubo. One Chumra, again, you tell me that what? That it's a double gush? What's the big deal? We'll make one? No, we have a double gush together with a case of Duk the Sakino, come on, the Taz, that's also. Why? Specifically, that's a Chumra of a Sakin. The second Marmokin we have, specifically, by Ossus of Zion, again, the numerous places of Shulchan Aruch, but the negate Ossus of Zion, is you have a case of Tzli. The halacha usually of tzli is, when it's double kalkush, the halacha is netila. We pass in netila. We're not pekiyim, so it could be netila and shishim. The ma'aseh nidre klal in general is could be it's netila. Netila by case of tzli. By melicha klipa and by tzli it could be netila. Come along the shak and the paiskim. Let's say you have a case of tzli and tuchad is a kinoi. Then the mamash has a ma'aseh bishul and it's dinas kuloi. A gam tzli is usually netila, but when it's tzli together with tucha, it comes out to be a case of kuloi. The third chumah we have by us in Siv Zayin is that usually we have a cloud to talk about, but the bottom one's hat will do a bishul for kuloi. However, the bottom one's kol, the top one's hat, the locker is, it's motor, except for klipa, at the making of the porto of chumrah. Kamonga Shachavir says, by a case of dukkha, we did not have the soy of the togava. We don't have the soy. The togava is only when it's not negated dukkha, when it's one touching to another, case of bishul, or the case of tzli, mashenkin, the case of dukkha the skino, we didn't have the soy of the togava. So we see that we have Gemara that says that Dukkha de Sakino is more Chomerdik, but in the third Gemara about Zara. And over here, Lalacha, we have three times that we bring down the Dukkha. One is by Dabba Gush, that Lalacha is being mocked with the Taz, even have some Uba. A second case is by Tzli, that usually should be Natilo via Tzkuloi. And the third case is there's no head, there's no Gedder to talk about, always can be Kuloi. Now we say the word Sakin, again, we'll get more about Rich and Tzadik Vav, because that's the Ikkis Sugya, but over here they also bring down the Sisoi. It's not Din Sakin. It's the word of the Gemara is dukkha, pressure. Let's say you have a pressure with the fork, you have a pressure with the spoon, what will the be? So we'll have the same gedder. Come along with that kachuba over here, but it says, not dafka, a knife, even a fork. For example, this from discuss, just make it practical. You have a jar of pickles, and they're told they have cans, but let's say you have a jar. What do? You take your fork, you stick it in, make a hole in it, pull out, and what happens? Half the time you miss. So you just did a dukkha, a double karif. If your fork is maaser of fleishik, even if it's not benyayma, you just left your pickle, you saw lachon chamut sim bifnim, just made a fleishik. What happens? The person takes and wants to eat with the nolachik. What? Stuck it and you made a hole. What happened? You made a pillow, fell off. You did maaser tukh, but not against the story. We don't see any way, we don't see dafka in shamanus. But see other clothes, you maybe dafka karir, maybe dafka heat. We don't see any way dafka shemus. We'll get to that. And again, involved with you have to know how to use a fork. It means it depends how you eat your piece of meat. The meat might be soft, your meat's hard, you stick it inside. You'll also have a problem with dukkha. Same thing you want to say by a spoon. You take your ice cream scooper and you want to use it for your ice cream.
Ice cream you hard.
We use sakin, that's usually how you do dukkha. But we'll get to it when you get something about these are just let's say you have a scooper, a spoon. Basically a spoon you use as a knife. You scoop out your ice cream which is frozen. Not soft. Gross ice cream. What happens? You scoop it out. You press it. Pressure. Well, fine. Give me examples. That's what we motor. You clean it well. But every time they will have to give out the trim loose adopt, you have to clean it well. But the site is the Daka Shiva and all the strong by the way. And the Torah is partial. The Gemara says Dukkha. The Gemara says Daka. The Torah is the pressure, you're using a fork like a knife. You use your fork like a knife. That's what you're doing. Using it as a knife. The state is using something as a knife.
The
car.
And the price can bring the other way, not, it's been cut.
That's usually the general. Yeah, it's usually cup, and they didn't have ice cream. But that's true.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's good.
They could have said, why don't they do it? Look at it, it's a
usually the pressure in the form of a knife, not just pressure.
Every time you use
a fork, or even you use a fork every time you scoop a meat, it's pressure also. But it's meaningless pressure.
They'll get involved. We'll see if we get Sugita involved. There's something they're cutting hard, something cutting soft. Maybe the case, Lachol Chamut Shemazanak Kesh, maybe that's soft. Maskim. But again, the sides they discuss is, again, it's lav dafka, a knife is anything.
Well, your shnitzel hammer also?
They get involved what the levels of hard and soft is. At least a pressure dukkah. If it's, we'll get the cases. The side is MS, we get the cases that are called where the ikasugi is. Fine, so again, so the side is dukkah, and we had different chumas by each. First, go back to the case of Sli with Sakin. We mentioned the chumah of the Shachem, it says, the Shachem mentions that you have, even though the lock by Sli is usually in the Tila, over here when you have Dukkah and Sakin, the case is Kuloi. But in the Maisha, that's how Be'ikah the Bajim go, the Chavadas, Kirin Godim, Tokum Sotim, and it's from Bezmanenu, all of them go this way. However, you just know there's not a simple, the Pichodosh, nor Shulchan, really Kivego is Mefakfik upon the Shach. He tells that you have a Raif and a Rashba, the Raif, so they hold the same thing. The dukkah by a case of Sli, or a regular case of Sli, Kivegim Maisa Blaib Tzarchin, and those who want to be Mekel of the Shulchan, and the Pichodesh Maisa say the Halach is Dachin and Tila by a case of dukkah with the case of Sli. However, Ikka the Paiskim, the command all them argue, they say the Halach is like a Shach by Sli, and by dukkah the Halach is going to be Kuloi. Now, over here, Siv Zayin discussing the case, we have Basar. You want to put on the fence? Is the air conditioner better? Now, here the case is you have a case of basar, a case of dukkah, and you're taking a knife and cutting the meat. Now, it happens numerous times, especially when you have children, it happens all the time, that you have your meat, and basically they take a milchik knife, a fire of a knife, and they cut the meat. The best thing you have to divide up into three different categories what the halacha is. One time your meat can be yad tzeles foy, one time your meat is hot but not yad tzeles foy, it's warm. One time it's cold. So the halacha is first, before, the halacha is if it's yad tzeles foy, come along the mechaber, and the mechaber says the halacha is shishim nida gala. You take a milchik knife, you cut the meat, again we'll get to Ben Yoma, not Ben Yoma, but the way the mechaber starts off in the case of Ben Yoma, the halacha is you take your milchik knife, assume it's Ben Yoma, the halacha is you need shishim nida gala, to cash the meat, if it's yad tzeles foy. The second case, it's, let's say it's not yet tzeles foy. A lot of times you're serving children, not yet tzeles foy, but still warm. Come along the pike and say, there's a chumra over here. Even though usually all over the locker, it's not yet tzeles foy, there's no transfer time. But due to the said over here, Dukha the Sakina, come along the Pima Godim, it says, not worth the base of Shkita of the Rajba. And therefore, he wants to tie in on the pike and go that way, that when you have a Dukha the Sakina, when somebody's not yet tzeles foy, usually all over the motor, over here the locker will be klipa. Over here the locker will be klipa, and the Sakina will be Nina Itza. What? Even after Shamnunas, for example, they discussed, let's say it's cold, and only you have Shamnunas, and you do Dukkah in that case, what will the halacha be? So come along the, you do mamash cold, a cold piece of meat, and take a milk and knife, and you cut it. So over there, they bring down the Chachmas Zadim and says, it's nothing to do klipa, but the halacha is you don't need to do klipa. The halacha is a dacha of Alma, might have Shamnunas on it, fine, it'll be, wet inside a little bit. So you just do a dacha, you do shifshuk, well, you wash off and be beseder. So it comes out, the three levels on your meat. Warm meat is klipa. The basar klipa. What's warm meat? You need the mamashi klipa. It comes out that when it's hot, shishim. When it's warm, klipa. And when it's cold, ikka adim. You say it's mutter, and those, and they bring down this nothing, do a klipa. That's first in the case. So they discuss why the Chachmas Zadim, the Baalei Maaser, why. Is it more shamunis or shashim svet? Or depends on reason. So we'll have to get to our kilmon, But by stam sakin, we stam kilmon noki, and stam sakin we shimon not noki. So those who are tiny, our knives, regular knives, are usually, but also are noki. This one of this problem, because we have soap and detergent, they wash it, seems those days they care that much, we care much more, we are noki. But we'll have to get to that. What are our knives? Well, we'll get to that. We'll have to get back with the what's the hopper, the ration safety hopper. Yeah, the Makor, the comment from is Vesha Shkita. We see the Rajbis says, well, one of two things, either Vesech or Tzayne, right? It was Ikedami, Ikedami. So the Maestro, the Rajbis comes along and says that what it's warm. And the Rajbis keeps taking down the straw that's warm. I think he's going on the side of Tzayne. I think he's going on that side. Tzayne means, does that mean Tzayne? It means when it's warm. On that side, it's still in the Klippo. What? No, we had a botanical fair debate with Torah says the Torah says every cliche needs a loft as pleasure, we don't pass in that way. He wants every cliche needs to be clean, he wants warm. No, he wants warm. We pass an afkiat last point. But it sounds like we took the Raj, but in the case when it's warm, I think he's saying Pshat Ekdami and saying it means warm. So again, by a knife, again, it happens all the time. You have a knife, you cut your meat, depends. Yad Tzlas Boy, Shishu. Now Yad Tzlas Boy, it's all warm, lots of Klipo. If it's cold, make it in this Kabimotu. That was nothing to go for Klipo. Now, again, the Chod is no head to talk over. All the Swarm say, you either might actually tell me the bottom might be cold or nice, hot or vice versa. Why? Because it might still be maximum. Now, we have over here the Machaber. In this case, he has a ratio of the Sefer and Zayin. He starts with a case where the Sakin is Ben Yomo, and in the second case, he has Sefer and the Sakin is not Ben Yomo. We have two different cases over here. Now, again, we're talking about a case with Yad Tzlanus Boy. We'll get to a case of one's cliche, and before we get to it more, first here we have Machlokes, what Pshat the Machaber is. Again, the Machaber is a case, first case, where you take a knife, you cut it, it's Yad Tzlanus Boy. The first case where the Sakin is Ben Yomo, the second case where the Sakin is not Ben Yomo. If you're not sure what the Machaber says, stop cleaning any Ben Yomo. The Shal is what's not local. Come along the place coming down, the Shachat Taz bringing down the Bach. The Bach says, in the ratio of the Lacha Shishim, uniquely for Tila, you need nothing. Why? Because how far is Dukkah? Dukkah is the Maestro Bishop. Even though we know that Lacha by Sli is what? In Shishim and Tila. Over here, the side of Dukkah, even though over here the case is Sli also, and therefore you might think you only need a Tila, come along the Shach, and here's the three jewels, and what's first there, says what? It's every Dukkah makes into a Bishop. Come along the Bach says, how far Bishop? That's Shishim, you only cleave for Tila, you need nothing. It's mamash and maish bishul, and you cut your knife and you shishim is a hole. Maish and poskim do not go this way. The wicked of poskim, the taz, the sotim, the shulchan, the swam over here say they need shishim and take leaf. Why? Shul the maish and mishmash and kuloi. But the maish, we have your slide and sli, that wherever it touches is belay more. We always have a lock and sli, wherever it touches is belay more. Since over here we're touching the shaman, it's a belay more, therefore you need shishim and you need leaf. Now those who want taino that says shishim and kleef in the taz, either taz means lavdafko. Where they're coming to argue the Taz, they're saying Shishim and Atila, the Bifadosh and the Prim Godim, they want to say, it's not the way, they want to say Shishim and Atila, because either the Lach is Sli, and Sli is Atila, and the Taz Lav Dafku, or they want to say Taz Lav Dafku, they want to argue on it. So it comes out in the ratio of the Machaber with three different cheetahs. We have either the ratio of the Machaber when it's Ben Yoyma, either at Shishim, or Shishim and Klipo, or Shishim and Atila. Lamaisa Bek, the Swam Gol, is Shishim and Klipo. That means again, you have a regular knife, a Ben Yoyma knife. Lach is probably a Mitzad the Shamuns and Mitzad the Blias. The loch is, we need shishim, and only do we need shishim, we also need klipo. Come along the Machaber on the Sefer, and says, what happens if it's not Ben Yomo? So we have no problem inside the Blias anymore. Not Ben Yomo, the Blias, and now it's time of Gam. The only problem we had with the Shamunus on top of it. What's the loch when we only have the Shamunus? Again, every night you have two problems always. You always have a problem with the Blias and the Shamunus. Why Stam Sakin is not lucky, and they want to say it's Manenu, maybe our Sakin is lucky, so the whole time thing will be Mutan Gansin. Well, again, let's say you live in the Bokas Dira, or you know you don't clean your knives that well. So Stam Sakin Anoki, you come on the Machaber, the Sefer, and he says, the Lacha is that you have to have Klipo. And the Shalas, what do those words mean? It is talking about there's Shishim, there is no Shishim. Come on the Bach, over here in the Hakarat, he says, and the Sefer is talking about there is, you only need Klipo, you do not need Shishim. What's your story? It comes to the Gemara of Psochim, the Akronim being down. The Gemara that says, since it's only a Mashu on top of the Sakin, you look at the Sakin, there's a little filament of grease on it. That's Mamash nothing, meaningless. This little bit of nothingness does not have a Koyak to dispatch it into the whole entire thing. Therefore, we do not need Shishim. Therefore, all you need is Klipo. Because again, you have a knife, you're cutting it. Out the Blias is Motor. Out the little Shamus on top of it, you might say it's come out nothing. It's there, but it's come out nothing. That amount is so double more, that thing does not, that has no koyak being dispatched inside the whole type piece. Since it has no koyak, therefore the locker will be klipo. That's how the Bach understands. The Maaser are looking at the place and they go this way. Mamash, they go this way. Bichodosh, the going, the Chachmazog, or Fashokh, the Chaznis, they all pass the locker. It's double more, it has no koyak. That means again, either our knives you can make from inside our knives are clean, or you can say, even when we mach, when the Ikhla Paisim say, the locker can be klipo and zero. Only klipo and zero. Why again? Because it's a double mort, there's no koyak to dispatch inside the whole entire thing. Therefore, your kid again takes a knife and cuts it. You're not sure if your knife is Ben Yomo or not Ben Yomo. Stop, please, not Ben Yomo. What's the loch? The loch is take off a klipo. Take off a klipo is zero. Very simple, take off a klipo. Now, the those come along to Machmo, come along to Taz and says, not the way he's reflected, he has Kasu against it, he has Raj against it. He times the loch is Shishim and Klipo. Shishim and Klipo, how he says, Mustama the Shishim. So come down, even through the Taz, he said, Mustama the Shishim, that's what the Machab doesn't say it. Therefore, shishim and klipa, they do need shishim. So, negate to us, first of all, make the apology and say, you'll need shishim. And even once they need shishim, send the tithes for some of their shishim. Now, there's another one saying shishim, atila, the adhuta, fine, but ikka we have, again, the ikka the plague is like klipa only, and negate to us, not much. Because again, first of all, we paskin klipa, and even if you want to paskin shishim and klipa, some of the shishim. Now, what happened exactly with the shach? As the words of Pichodesh, Kim Shehigin Shubba and Nechoz Amagid, and the Shach, it sounds like he went mamash like the Bach totally, it's Alokh only Klippo. In the Kuzi Kesev, he says Alokh Shishim and Klippi need both. So far, there's tumult among the Achrayim. Was the Shach Soizer, not Soizer, what happened to him? Actually, whatever happened with the Shach, Tzarfir, Tzarfir, but mice again, the Paiskim went with the Bach, but he for some of the Shishim. So it comes out, just to make a skum, what happens, you have a knife, it cuts your piece of meat, what's halacha? Again, before we get to klisheni or double gush, but let's say in the very place you have a piece of meat, it's a klivish mamish, your mamish took it off the fire, you left it in a plate, took a knife with it, and cut it, what's halacha? If it's yad kleves point, depending on your mouth, halacha is shishim and klipo. Shishim and klipo. If it's not yad kleves point, the halacha is still going to be klipo. If the case is cham, the halacha will be still not going to klipo. And if it's not cham, it's cold, fine, nothing take over the case of the klipo. So that's comes up the kitzer and Siv Zayin. Now, come look over here in Siv Zayin, and there's a long tazer here about Davar Gush and Klisheni. So, we went through it more by Riches and Simkofei and Sifeis and Gimel. But over here, there really is three different shilas, and it's kedai to be very clear what's going on over here. In every case of a Klisheni, there are three reasons to be makbar, three cases, three things you have to declare. You have to declare, first, what's the law of Klisheni. Again, Klisheni is clear. What's the law of Klisheni? Secondly, even want to be makel and klisheni, there's a reason to be machmir inside davar gush, yam shishleimo. And even want to be makel and davar gush, the third reason to be machmal is duchad sakino. If you use a knife to cut your meat, we duchad sakino. So you have three reasons to be machmal when you cut a piece of meat: klisheni, davar gush, and duchad sakino. And each one you have to have a part for life. When you learn the sugya of klisheni, we had over there machlokes mechaber the mother and makel with the eved says the kivega. That means you still have to do a galah. Why do you take a knife? And shach to a gola, you have to a gola. The chola deis, like klisheni, you have to a gola. The mice, if you can do a gola, it's klicheres. When they get the full mice, it's motor. The tazim there was machmer, let's have some rupo. The shach said, the case of hefsid, you need a klipo. It's some seifer, the pesachuba, he brings down, you have to know why exactly pesachuba is here and not over there. They bring down the some seifer, and the gedder is that only by hefsid rupo and other tzuruf, and then it'll be makel by a case of a klisheni. Mice, if you go to the bada, he's very simple. He says, the lock is hefsid. The kli sheni will be make what hefsid is no hefsid be machmer. That means again you have a kli, you cut it. Shach of gol is no hefsid go to a gol. If there'll be a hefsid, fine, you make no hefsid be machmer. That's one thing. A second thing is next thing. Once we have kli sheni and we make by hefsid, what happens by gush? By double gush? Tumul over here they bring down the Ramah in the kofei the dakimosh of gondal. He brings down the amr shlomo that wants to be machmer. The Ramah brings down his Bar Pukta, the Rosh Yeshiva is the same Yeshiva at the same time. And he brings down the Yavna Shloimo, and he says, no, it's not true, that Davar Gush, there's no Chumro. And they bring a Rang for Shem over here, and the Ramah says, the case calling Vater, Davar Gush, Klisheni, and Mutter. So we have a Ramah that says, by Davar Gush, Maisa is Mutter, they bring down the Pnei Shua is Mekel that way, and the Taz over here says, Allah, Maisa, but Davar Gush, we're Mekel. We don't have any of this Chumro of Davar Gush. They're going, they pass the Torah, there's no Chumro of Davar Gush. No such Chumro. Taz Sheni, the Taz himself, brings down the Issa Vanta Aruch, and the Issa Vanta Aruch is clear that way that he is machmer by a Davar Gush. He is machmer, and I'm showing Paschim that way. So you have two shittas, what's the loch of a Davar Gush? What's the loch of? Come on the swarm, the Iker, and they say, but have to move, but you can't be makel. The Aruch of Shulchan, Chokh Masodim, and that's the body Paschim, by a Davar Gush, but you have to move, but you can't be makel. So it comes out, by Klisheni, Hefsid. Davar Gush, once a klisheni, have to move up. So we're going to go on levels, and then we'll get to Dukkha. Again, klisheni, have to. By Davar Gush, the local by klisheni will be have to move up. Now, they do discuss what happens by a case of Shabbos, what's the local? How far do we take the case of Davar Gush? You read the Issa Veta Aruch, he's Mam Shasirim Nebe, that's what I'm going to point out. Starts with saying the Issa Anol, then he ends up saying the Issa official. It's only Mibla Bola. Seriously, it's for the Heter. How far is he taking the Skumra of Davar Gush? How far is he taking it? And therefore, the Chavdas over here says the whole time Skumra of Davar Gush is only by Issa Veheter. Why Issa Veheter? Because Issa Veheter is Mablu Mablia. It gives off Tam. But does not do a Pula official. Again, the Siva wants to tie the Lachlamaisa. This whole time Skumra of Davar Gush is only the Gaya to transferring of Tam. Bablu, bablu. However, it's not negated Shabbos. Or Basu Machol, the whole Torah said is Bishul. It's not do a Maisa of Bishul. Only does a Maisa of transferring of Tam. However, the Maisa, you read the Shach in Kofei, and the place can be held for Shabbos, and Shin Yuches, and Mavar Avram, and the Graz, and the Chayodim, and the Mishavua, they all paskin. They took the Yamshu Shlomo Dom Gush, where even the Shabbos, even the case of Bishul, even the case of Bishul, the Machma even gave the Bishul. So it comes out that true Be'ikah is from a Mekel. The Be'ikah is from a Machma, by Dom Gush, unless they have some Rubo. Come along the Mishavua, the Emein, and once Mishavua passed away, that's how the Swarm go. The Chosh, even by Shabbos, to be Machma by case of Dom Gush. Now, b'di'evet, by Shabbos, the Mishavua is Meikol, because that's all always the klal in Hilchos Shabbos. And the Mishavua and Sukkot Beis, Simen Shin Yuches, anything that's Mutar L'Achilo, the place called Meikol, we're not going to make a Knas. And L'Achilo, you cannot do it. So now we learn the Sukkot in Kofei, we have different cases we discuss, what about salt, what about ketchup, these cases of Dabar Gosh. Just one case, and we also mentioned then, the other likes as a Kruk Chazorah, is what happened when you have your Yishalmi Kugel, which is Dabar Gosh, boiling hot, and they put on the Melachon Chamutzim, the sour pickle on top of it. Are you allowed to do that or not? By the way, the Americans declare it, you have chillant next to your coleslaw. Your chillant is boiling hot, coleslaw is cold, putting it next to each other. The feed l'chur, if you take salach or dove gush, the case of Shabbos, l'chur you're dealing with an iser. Therefore, the numerous form of paskin, shapaskin, what? Depends how you how liquidy. Let's leave it as a, I don't want to say standard. Let's leave it not liquidy chillant. Not liquidy chillant. You get it steaming, and sometimes you burn your tongue. You have, and sometimes you wait a little bit. That's Yad's last point. If you burn your tongue, that's Yad's last point, right? But again, you shaman people, you get it steaming.
Turn that very thick.
Very thick.
Why?
No, there's no luck. Usually, what happens is when the pot, wood is the bottom, the chill on the top, and you dish it out. Most places you're getting it, not getting the water, you're getting just the chill. What's that? Touching
you take a chunk out, you put it something
else. So you have the ball, but the inside is not. Are you saying it's touching the side? Thinking about the Mahalik is. No, not the Shem Dusha. No, not the Dush. What? More than I do. It's a Fiske Shiva thing. So I said the numerous form. Let's take the shamakim away. The form of discussing the Israeli paiskin discussing the ma'aseh want to be machmas davar gush. Some look from a zalman and the ma'aseh he make all with a bunch of two. For first he says Ramal and Chava make all davar gush shalom. Oh my, we're machmas. But who's machmas yam shushlam over? You can take the Shabbos also. My conceive is make all. Those two reasons. Oy says any mishkabit. Oy psikrishus lenichle. Oy mishkabit the fool. Therefore he says absolutely no problem. Don't worry about it. Or the mother case, it also won't be a problem. From the Zaman Meister, you make a look at Pilon, those from more Masmer. Why? The Fishal, how far they was Kumo Dov Gush? Again, it comes out that with a lot of Bekishin, he has it by Dov Gush, has to move on, and the place came took it to the case of Shabbos. Now the Shal is what happens? You have Klishen, and it's Dov Gush, and Dukhid is a Kino, a third level, a third thing over here. What's the lock in this case? So again, we have Ramah. The Ramah says it's Mutter. If you read the Ramah, don't say it's Mutter. The Mot says Alocha is unique klipa on Nitzah. He's still unique klipa. He's maskim. There's a chumra by Dukka. He says, if it's klisheni, what's Alocha? Tzach klipa. That means even though klisheni is should be nothing, come along the Ramon says, no, that's not true. Klisheni, when you have to be things, klisheni, and it has gush. And Dukka agrees to Ramon, you have to be something. What? Klipa. Nakula, that's me klipa.
Because what?
Because you have all three. Yeah. Okay, it's klisheni. That's all we have. We have no right when it's not cliche. You have no right when it's not tough. You have no right.
But maybe cliche is tough because they're not
there. This case is a case of gush. You have no right more than that, less than that. You have no right. This case only have three. The mice of the Taz over here brings down is the Yom Shloimo, and the Taz at the end of the day says you have to be machmor. The place can explain the Taz to be machmor means even has to move, you have to be machmor. We toyer, chachmas zodim, they pass, you have to be machmor, even by has to move up. Again, the shulchan make we have to move up. If it's from a machmor, we have to move up. And the body of Sarkin, not sure what to be Hefsi Rubo, but it comes down to three levels again. By Klisheni Hefsi, Dagush Hefsi Rubo, and by Dukka, which is all three, everything's also even by Hefsi Rubo. Even Hefsi Rubo. Three things, that's the Taz ends off, and that's how the Ikkis Swarm go. Again, the body of Sarkin, the option says not the way, but the Swarm more Neuter to Hakmer, even by Hefsi Rubo to be Makmer. And that's by case of Klisheni. What about the case of Klishlishi? How far can you take this halacha? So when you read the Pesach Tshuva Rina of Sam Seifa, the Sam Seifa says, no chilek between a klisheni and a klisheni. Now, If I'm reading the Sefer Teshuvah correctly, it brings down Machtos on a Regil Mach and called Kel Mafil B'Kli Shlishi. This that the some Sefer saying that we're Mach even by Kli Shlishi. A Moim Shlano ain't Noigim Kain. Our Moim are not Noigim this way. I think going back specifically Kli Shlishi and Kli Shlishi will might be made full. Question of Shela, how far do you take this Chumah? Again, we're saying by a case of when you have all three things to be also even Hefsid. You have two of them Hefsid. One be only Hefsid. What happened by case of Kli Shlishi? So come along, some Sofer says Shlishi is sending a Sheni, Prichodah says Shlishi is Sheni, the Father says Shlishi is Sheni, there's no filling. Now everyone can ask me, I don't know, Moshe says, why does Shlishi is Motor, and Motor is not Shabbos, you have no Raya, from Shabbos is the Raya too. Moshe said, by Shabbos, Dinabishal, Shlishi, a Vada could make one, therefore the Americans are making the fee, onically Shlishi, no problem, fine. But Moshe, by Issa Vahetu, we have no Raya for it. Therefore, that those are, not that I found, not that I know of, not that I know of. I haven't seen it. I didn't see anyone quote the article or the Bada. No one's seen quote much this way.
Nobody ever has it.
What?
Moshe doesn't have the same.
Well, you're my Shabbos. What if it was already
addressed?
No, Moshe does bring down. No, Moshe's Bada doesn't give you a map, a cliche, by double push. Yes, he himself has to choose a map. If he has to go, he might say he's medical. But the Moshe is a Shlishi like a Shendi. The Moshe, those who are Machwer, some Seif is Machwer. And being that position machmor, the body is machmor. Asa Hashem, the two little mice argues, he said the body can make hold, or Shulchan said the body can make hold, Shem Levi says can make hold. So fine, that I'm not sure exactly how the place can go. There seems to be in the Mon Klai, so yesh v'yesh on each side, what do by Kli Shlishi? Is it like Kli Sheni, like Kli Chodesh of the Imei? Or is it no, Kli Shlishi is even more reason to be make hold, and therefore the those who are make hold, like I guess the Ketuvah are for Shulchan. Fine. So... he's going to make even after Dov Gosh, you'll be the next one. No, he's going to be the same thing. As far as the some Sofer is saying there's no chilek. He's saying there's a chilek. It should be the same thing. No, if Shulchan is going that way, then the Shulchan is going to Dov Gosh. So again, it comes out, the Lachos, to be clear, by case of Klisheni, the Lachos has it. The case of Klisheni, Dov Gosh, has to move off on the Vade. The Shani have some Uber and the Dukkha, the Lachah is going to be us even have some Uber. When you have a case of Kli Shlishi, Yesh L'ayin. Adkan Siv Zayin. So Siv Ches, we have a case of a Gvino and a Panadish. Now, first, what is the case? Is Maflekis, the Pashas between the Taz and the Shach, what is the case of Gvino and Panadish? The way the Taz is standard, there was Panadish inside the Tanner. There's no Panadish anymore inside the Tanner. You have this Tanner that's Fleishik. Gvino fell on top of the Tanner. Gvina fell on top of the Tanur. That's where the Tazim stands it. The Shach stands not the way. It's talking about when the Gvina fell on top of this Panadish. This Panadish seems to be a piece of meat that the sleep around it. Finally, the Gvina fell on top of the Panadish. We have two different cases. What the case of Mechaber is, according to the Taz, means the Gvina on the Kaoro, on the plate or on the Tanur. According to the Shach, it's Gvina on the Panadish. Now, if you read the Beis Yosef, there's a right to each one. The steward is a problem, you have to answer. Each one is coming from the own source. Beis Yosef in the beginning discusses is a Panadish Mutter Osir. It says if the Panadish Alokal is, it will be the Alokal's Klifo. Now, what is the word discussing the word Panadish for the Taz? It only fell on top of the Tanner. Alamai, it's right to Shachta, friend point out, Prima God of Voi. However, the problem is at the end of the Beis Yosef, discusses the words of the Ka'aro, or the what's the Lach of the Ka'aro, the Tanner, who's talking about Ka'aro, talking about Gvina on the Panadish. That's the right in the Taz. So each one you have to answer. The case of Ka'aro, the Supreme God wants to answer the Gvina Shach, Zabdachta. The case of Panadish, the Supreme God has to answer the Panadish. After Gvina fell on the Tanner, then the Panadish fell upon the Tanner. Fine, the Maisa can have to answer the Deek and the Beis Yosef both ways. The Maisa, according to the Taz, is one case, according to the Shach, is the other case. And in each case, you have to know what the Lach is. First, the Salah for the Taz. Taz case again is what happened. You have a Tanner. I had a Panadish in it, the Panadish is gone. Now the Gevina fell on top of the Panadish. Now those who paskin like the Taz, that's the case. The Yad Yudo, the Chaznish, the Badai, they all paskin. We go like the Taz. Ik is like the Taz. That means you won't have the clues of the Shach. They paskin like the Taz. Comes out, what's a locho? The Kli will be a Klifo. Why? The Kli will be a Klifo. Now the Shalah is why? Is it that the Gevina is falling on top of this Tanner and the Kli can be only belay a Klifo? Why if it's had this dim yucha to Gvino, like it sounds like in the Shach that way, it's dim yucha to Gvino? Well, no, it's a locha is lav dafka, it didn't dim yucha to Gvino. It's anything that's going into Kalim. Anything going into Kalim is Greek Klifo. The two different ways to understand this Taz. The way the Yad Yud understands it is very simple. Dim yucha to Gvino. Gvino is something that does not give off time that much. And naturally, when you cook it, it constricts itself, it dries off, it comes inside itself, doesn't give off. since it's not give off, therefore it's din miyuchnut bino, goes into a tano, alone be a klipa, everything else will be kulot. Mashengim v'chaznish, he says, no makar for it, we have no rishonim, we have no gemara for it, how in the world can you make up something without any makar? Therefore the chaznish says, no, the case of gvino into a tano, it's lav dafka gvino. If that was the case over there, that was the maishayah, but anything that goes inside a klipa, the lach will be, klipa. And that's the bale paskin, the lach will be klipa, everything. Now, they do point out, that's only the fee. The reason is because the minig is, Tadak in the gvin's anything. A dafka why you think it's kafush. Once us, we have a simul kofay that we're not bekim between kafush and shumon, what things are, since we're not bekim, then the lof will be kuloy. So it comes out, even though this mahalach and the taz, they want to say it's la dafka gvin is everything, everything going inside your tanu or kli. We kleep once kafush, and gvina, the chiddush of the Rabbeinu Rukum is that gvina is a ked of kafush, since we're not bekim, therefore the lof will be kuloy. Therefore, this is the halacha, not really negated to us. And one of the main reasons I have... What? No, because...
We don't have a gvina,
no, so it depends which mile is going. If going to gvina is lav dafka, it's not in a gvina anymore. It won't say gvina is dafka. It won't tell you what gvina is. Once you say it's not gvina, which is being megal, the gvina, it's like all of the oichlam are kachosh. There's no kilvdi gvina and all of the oichlam. We don't know what kachosh is. We don't know what shaman is. Once you go, that model comes out, the Bata, they point out, they'll come out to the Adud and others, what's when not became, it's not the loss of the Kuloi. And having the Khurm before Shariah, the Tainas before Shariah, Mon, Simon Sadak Al Sifai, discuss we have a case of. We'll leave it after Raya. When the Maisa come out, the loss of the Kuloi. But Oi, they point out, that's what happens when the Gvino is touching the Kli. This could be, case will be again, the Klipa before the Aramidic. Aramidic will be Kuloi. What happens when the Gvina is touching the Panadish, the case of the Shach, the Fina Tazel, the Lachabi, the Tazel will be the Tilo, why it's Kachush, and the Fiyam will be Kuloi also. So it comes out, when the Taz, La Locha, the Gate also makes no difference. Whether the Gvina is touching the Panadish will be Kuloi, whether the Gvina is touching the Tan will be Kuloi, the Locha is Kuloi, why would not be Kim? That's what comes down to Fina Taz. However, if you go like Maas of the Shach, how the Pichodish Paskin, the Green, before he passed away, he said Ayn Shach, the Shulch goes this way, the case will be talking about when the Gvina is touching the Panadish. So what's halacha? So discussing the halacha of the panadish itself. The halacha of the panadish is what? It can be klipa. It can be klipa. Now the shaila is why. The shach himself says it's a dim yuchel and gvino. Dafka and cheese touching the panadish. Once the dim yuchel and gvino, why? It has no credit to give out. It's so costly. We know the matzias of it. It's a dim yuchel. Therefore, the halacha will be a gvino to panadish. The halacha will be klipa. We have no right to any other foods. No right to any other foods. Now what will happen to the gvina? Again, the gvina is touching the panadish can be klipa. What about the gvina itself? The shach ends off, the loch will be netilo. Now once there will be netilo, as Dagmar points out, when that became, the loch will be kuloi. When that became, it will be kuloi. If it comes out, the panadish will be klipa, masha enkein, the gvina will be kuloi. Now the shell is, once we have this aloka now in the shach again is saying, when that became kachosh and shuman. The gvina, see, we know the matzis of gvina going in only klipa. But panadish going to gvina is like any food going into the gvina. Panadish not just any other food. What's left for all foods? It's not the kiyum. Shishim and the tilo, both. That's what Dagmar Vavah says aside on the shach. Now the shach is, again, we have gvina, the subject of the panadish, a lot of klipa. What lefi aminig is still keep us klipa or not? Do we, like you're saying that we know gvina is different, it's matzis? But no, the Maisa would not be Kim and the Lach will be Kuloi. Come along the Ad Yudah, and come along the Havidas, the Sivis, and one time, once we are not be Kim, the Lach will be Kuloi. Even if the Shach would not be Kim, the Gvin going inside the Panash will be Kuloi.
Now,
what?
Oh,
Shashel is the Maisa why. The first one argues, the Vade or others, the one time they bring it down from Rodham, the Iker, the Maisa, what do we know what the Gvin is? Why not be Kim? Could be the Klaus would not be Kim and the Lach would make a Loi plug. Before they're going to get a Loi plug. The Prima Gondom, they point out, says not the way. The Prima Gondom says, the Fi the Shach, I haven't found any more Ero that's Mekul on Gvina Panadish or Klipo. We haven't found any more Ero. Says the Bada, you didn't find any more Ero, because that's a minute. We don't do Kuloi. Well, what's the Prima Gondom? We have no more Ero that's. I never found my Ero that went like the Shach. You know why? We have a minute that way. What? No, see, so he's asking cash on the Shach. Why? And the Shach is saying, is it Din Yuchud and Gvina, Gvina Gondom Panadish will be the Klipo? The Chiddush Otzim, we have no. We never found any more Ero go like this. Way, and I would have a remark against you, Simtel Kalsafay, when the Gavina touched the Basar, Allah Simlicha. You have a remark against you? Ramah is very good, he's going to feel his minig. The Nefan may go that way, very good. Why? Because that's the minig. So I point out, Fina Prima Gardam, he Avada holds like you're saying, Gvinas Kukholik, everyone knows Gvinas Gvinas, Gvinas is cheese. So it comes out when the Shach says Gvinas Gvinas, not just Kukholik, what's the local? Be our minig, the Bade understands it, and the Prima Gardam understands it, the local will be Kukholik Mamish. The Yadihud, the Chavada says, no, once we have this minig, it's Loi Plog, it'll be Kuloi. Now again, how exactly the Paskin, the Bade says, Ik is like the Taz, it makes enough Gvinas, it's going to be Kuloi anyway. That's why I'm going to look that way. I haven't seen anywhere it will be down the chiluk whether it's green or not green. I never saw it anywhere. Like the Prima Gadol himself points out, never found anywhere. But only the Prima Gadol himself says, the Ramah says it's a Tibetak al Sefei, by case of Licha, Basa touching Gvina, the law says Kulog, and the Ramah says what? We're not Pekin. So the Mice in the Swam, but Ikigal, the Mice, we're not, we have no Kulog by case of Gvina. It could be based upon our meaning.
It's not like cheese,
it's not cheese in general, as the cooks in the Chabura say, it actually constricts, and all cheese are that way, doesn't give off. The mamoshes, that's how the mitzvah is. Now, again, that's what the Rebbe Rucham is saying, that's what Akashum is saying. As I is. Fine. It dries up and it can, goes together and it clumps up more than going out. I don't know. That's what the Rebbe Rucham is saying. That's in the words. It dries up and goes more together. Okay. Well, it depends what happens with it. It's true, like you said, with the mitzvah, it does not give off. Now, over here in Tzivches, come along the different achronim, and they're discussing the case of what happened to a kli. Because really, the mechaba ends off in the second case, that we have a case where you have kvin al-chama, the cut with the yabasa, what's halacha? Only we can take kli for. According to Taz, what's the case? Why is the ratio? The ratio case is that you have kvin al-chama to achav al-tanur. So the same thing with when you have a knife on the green, it's the same with that case, no different. See here the words of Prima Gadol. When the Shach, we're switching cases. When the Shach, what happens? The Gvina fell on Panadish, the Panadish will be Klippah. The Gvina will be Kuloi. Over here, when you cover the Sakin, the what happened? The Gvina will be Klippah. Why? Because the knife is not worse than Gvina. Just like the Gvina doesn't give off too much, so did the knife will not give off too much? Now, come on, that's why we discuss the law. What happens? You have a knife or any Kaili that touches something that is. That is food. You have kli touching food. What's halacha? We know clearly kli roitiv is mutter. With roitiv, all transfer. What's halacha? Eichel to eichel, the halacha depends. Water, shishim. No water, obi kli. Please, we mark word shishim and atila. What happens? You have a case of kli touching eichel. Kli to eichel. So see over here, kli touching eichel. What is kli for? And come on the again, we saw it pariches and kufes of zayin. And the place where we discussed the same column, Bekitzer, so this is the same Bekitzer, what comes out, is first that Oichel, Klee touches Oichel, Lofa, we pass by the Rajbe, it comes out, and it asks Oichel. The Shal now is how much. They make three different levels. If it's Yavish Legamri, the Klee is touching the Oichel, Lofa is Kleepo, before it's Ramah. The Ramah says, knife touching the Gvina, Lofa is Einai, so any Klee, Kleepo. Machaber. What?
Knife
or plate, same thing. The case in the Machaber is a knife. Right? Can you come and call it boss about shame? Let's call it not nice. Well, but oil. Knife the same thing? No, a knife will be that. No, sorry, take it back. A knife will not be the same. That's the case of a fish, I'll be cool. I'll be sharp. Not a knife. Not a knife. But in case of a plate, the lock will be cool. Sorry, not cool. If you have a plate touching your oil, the lock is going to be take clean. The case we mentioned one time, you have a yichala on top of your crack pot. If plastic layer, what happens? It went from your crack pot that's shown inside, it's touching your challah. The lock is, if it's going to be dry, if it's dry, well, the lock will be stay clipo. The layer, boss, stay clipo, be pleasure to stay clipo. Very simple case. We did mention a Chiddush Otzim that they said over the channel of Yashiv, that let's say challah has a tough crust, and therefore its mamma is very dry, it'll have a get of clean, clearly, clearly, right to be mortar, and the clipo and mice will be, won't even be even a clipo. That's it, Rabbi Lodin told me, Yashiv told him, Rabbi Berkut told this way. So you see Seifm over there in Kofes of Zion, it's over here, no one brings down this hill, this kula. See, man gets Kiddush, the pashas goes from Kli to Eichel, for the locha should be, you always think they klipo, whether it's, whether how dry it is. Maisa, the locha is, when it's dry, the locha should be, they klipo. Next thing the Shach brings down, let's say it's with Tivas Tzatz, it's a little bit wet, let's say your chal is a little bit wet, what's the locha in that case? Come along the Paiskim says, we're going to say it's Kli, and you need a Tilo. Now those who want a paskin need a tila, and that's it. The pichodus are for shulchan. However, the baker of the pasuk can say, since we're not pekiyim, once we're not pekiyim, the lachas needs shishim and the tila. We're gonna need shishim. So it comes out by a case that you have when it's dry, when your kli is touching your oichel, be klipa. When it's not dry, a little bit wet, the lacha is you need shishim.
Chal is never shum.
That's just showing it was wet. Let's say, no, let's say the top of the book. Keep it a little bit wet. Not in flat wet. Wet is on top of your pot cover. A little bit wet. The loco is, it'll be shishim. The whole entire thing will be plashix.
Why? Why is the hipster is the
kli?
The kli is not
shaman. Nothing with shaman. I didn't say any shaman. Even it's crawfish. My, the kli is kli goes to oichel. Whether the kli and the kli is crawfish or shaman. When it's dry, we're going klipa. When it's not dry, we're going metila. When not picking, we'll be shisha.
We're not picking
what?
What do you
like?
Oh, no.
Wait,
it's
just
a little bit. No, if this thing is top, it's shomei. With the luck, we're not picking, right? And everything. Most of all, we're not picking.
But if it's a lua, and if it's shomei, we don't say that the heifer goes and makes the...
Where's the note?
If your hipster is made the is a kli, and it's below from hipster, so the hipster is below, doesn't do anything.
But by kli to oichel does go. By from hipster.
Right, but there's no din of that.
We're not pekim in from the bread, not we're not pekim in the bleis.
But the bread's not going to make the kli shomein.
If we have bread that's shomein, right? Let's say it's shomein. And then please decide, take it go all the way. The Lachos Chabad says, if the hetter shomein, I'll transfer the bleis, it came to all the way. Again, we're not picking.
Again,
we're not picking. Again, we're not picking. But
Mokma
has
the other case. We're not picking.
No, only by friends are bonded, right? So Mokma Sari, Mokma has to have to go to a different level. We have a problem with not picking. We did not shy by a case of rice and
macro. Crackers.
You want to tell me if you mess up your colleague putting in George Foreman, fine. The law will be that the law will only be, it won't be Shisha Mikadim, it will be Klisha Mikadim. So again, so we're not Bakim in the Basar, therefore the law will be that we're going to say the law of Shisha. Now, there is a shadow over there in the tat, in the shaft, in the kofay, and also they're bringing down that ag over here. Seems you want to be Makhmer. But what happens when the bleat inside the pot is shomei? The bleat inside the pot is shomei. Those who want to be Makhmer say, in that case, also in Shishim, the shaft is 5 Sarachian. The place can bring down the Mogavram over there in kofay. That there's no clue whether the bleat inside the pot or shomei or kofish, the law will be the same thing. I mean, whether the bleat is shomei or kofish depends. Everything on top of it is yovish, the law will be klipo. The thing on top of it, is not yavish, it's retivus tzatz, a little bit of water, the lacha is netila, we're makhu, we're not pekim on the thing atop, therefore the lacha will be shishim. And whatever the lacha and not pekim are, again, if there's no zirach shem, there's no mehefsir, we can't be makhul. Now there is over here a yam shishloimo that the taz and the shach bring down, the shach and kopei, the taz over here. Yam shishloimo has a case, we have your spoon that went that had bleis inside, that went inside your rice, let's say, that had bleis inside of kolov. What's the loch of your rice? The spoon is fleshix, and it's benyayimo, and you went inside your rice, it's bleeds with kolov. What's the loch of the rice? Come along the Yom Shlomo's words are, the rice is osir. Why? It's over good, he wants to mask. But not only that, he says the spoon is osir. The spoon itself is osir. Now, the Dumas are going to have a taina on this Yom Shlomo. Why is the spoon osir? How will they get the rice to the spoon? We know that Yavish goes from the spoon to rice. Very good. Because one out, a cleaf or a teal or whatever it is. How the words will get the rice to the spoon? Numerous are trying to discuss it. The easiest answer that we read on the page, the Prim Gram says it means lav dafka. Very sure, but sugar is lashon. Best with lav dafka and eichel hamid. They keep the rice. There's water inside, and it is way too there. Go this way. It's very simple. Numerous are trying to back it big time. They have numerous mahalim to answer this kasha, but the easiest way to Prim Gram is way too. Three way to a long transfer. Fine. Sif test.
The right to
the answer. Not for that. Yeah, that's a problem. How in the world do you have to say that's Peshat in the Yom Shleim?
Maybe
there's a little bit of right there. So, once they call the Yom Shleim, there's water around it. Yeah, they have a bunch of Torah in the Yom Shleim. It's easier to say Lavdafka, easiest way to get around it, not to get involved, and more Chumash Lalacha. But Siftez is basically there are two shells with the Lachot Vash. We cook something with honey. There's one sugya we know already from Simchah of Gimel and Sif Dalet, I think it is, that the halacha by Dvash is the Mechaber says it's nice time to come cook with meat, and the Rama argues. Now, I know everyone just starts saying that Tzitzis is not the way they put honey specifically in meat to make Lashrach. Fine. But Tzitzis will leave out of it. The Mechaber says that Dvash with meat, halacha is nice time to come. The Rama at the end of the day says, but you can be Mekel. It's one sugya in Sif Tet. The second sugya in Sif Tet is a sugya of Napanat. The Mechaber says Napanat is Mutal Chathilah. Come along, the Mechaber says, not to tear over here, but you cook dvash inside a pot that once had inside of a balser. The law is not to tear, therefore it's a mutter. Now, what's mutter? The person can say, side the dvash is mutter, and side the machba, side the pot itself with the kor is mutter. The shalal is, why the feed the Ramah? Again, the Ramah holds by dvash, inside the dvash is osir. Let's have some rubo. Out, not, we know some tzaddik haste of base, also it's osir. Unless it's only be the heaven, when it mixes inside with the chalavi. If so, why in the world is this case be mutter according to Ramah? The Ramah is awesome. Come on, the place can open down the shaft and says, Echonami, but Tiru, you have two reasons to be Mekel over here. First of all, not for not the Mechaber's Mekel is Tadakay Beis. Why is Mechaber's Mekel by Dvash, Asalash, and Tamil of Gam? But Tiru came along the Ramah and the Maisa is Mekel. Now, Mekel, fine. That's the kids of Tess. They can have a little bit of Kidula Chathila, not before you can do the Chathila of the Ramah, only to be the Mechaber. Adkan, the Sugi of Napanat. We're going now to Simon Tadak Vav. Now, Simon Tzadik Vav is a new sugyo, new Indian Tzadik Vav. It's very geshmak, it's very important, it's very negayah. Whether you got lost in the Napanat or not, mostly it's very important to get the main thing is Sif Beis, Tzadik Heis Sif Beis. You should go back until you get closed, if you don't over here, the Mechaber and the three Tame of them all. That happens all the time. That's the Iker thing, get Tzadik Heis Sif Beis. Fine, that's not Chazara, but mostly we're Vaita, we have two more Tzadik left, and that's Zman. Buying today the sugyo of Harif, I mean, see the Gemara first, the end of Simon, end of Da. Cook it alpha base, a couple of lines over there, see? See Rashi, see the little bit of Taishas that we saw already, but Sigur Napanat. See that over there? It's very practical, very geshmak, learn it well. Aslocha. Now, Yeshiva, there's tomorrow Yeshiva, the bus is tomorrow. The bus go back in the afternoon. There's Yeshiva also on Monday. Now, I know Monday is very hard. I know from myself experience, it's very hard. But myself, whether you can learn or can't learn, but everybody counts. It makes us pull in and it feels great. Some years I sit there, fine, but myself, I think it helps out the Olam. I think that everyone, whether you can learn or can't, you can learn a little bit, you can try, whatever happens. America, that's Shushan Purim, we don't, fine. Myself, whatever you can do, come, show up, be here in the body, you and your chavrusa, and do as much as you can to learn. The second day is much easier, masking. But the myself, even first later, I'll help out everybody and make a shwa. And the worst comes to worst, you might even learn a little bit. Fine, the parents come for him. Oh, also, much Shabbos in 32 Agassi, third floor, the era 8:30.
What number is 32 Agassi? When next year?
As it says in the Mishnah Berurah, by the